Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Well, Halloween is just around the corner, and as such, it seems like a good time to spotlight another batch of music from horror movies. I know this is something we've done on the program a couple times in the past, and we've got a brand new creepifying batch of film music to spotlight today, and I do hope you'll enjoy some of what we have to offer. We're going to begin with a very fine score from composer Christopher Young, who scored the first two movies in the Hellraiser series. His score for the first film was, for the most part, a quiet, spine-tingling, suspense-driven affair, but he turned to something much larger for the second film. Huge orchestra, huge choir, and just fantastic, bombastic stuff. Let's take a listen to Christopher Young's score for Hellraiser 2. That's music from Christopher Young from his fine score for Hellraiser 2, Hellbound. Next up, we have a selection from director and composer John Carpenter. This is his largely synthetic, pretty creepy music for his film Prince of Darkness. Take a listen. And that's music written by John Carpenter for his underrated film Prince of Darkness. Next up, we have a selection for Mr. Graham Revell, written for a somewhat underwhelming team-up between two icons of horror. This is his music for Freddy vs. Jason. Thank you. music from Graham Revell, written for Freddy vs. Jason. Next up, we have the great Ennio Morricone, who certainly scored his share of horror films during the 1970s in particular. He collaborated with director Lucio Fulci on the 1971 effort A Lizard in a Woman's Skin. Take a listen to some of his score.
Thank you.
Strange but fascinating music from composer Ennio Morricone, written for A Lizard in a Woman's Skin. This is, I don't know if it quite qualifies as horror, but it's close enough that we'll include it. This is Rolf Kent's fun theme for the Showtime television series Dexter. So there you go, some fun stuff from Rolf Kent there, written for Dexter. Next up, we have a score which is really a terrific effort from an overlooked composer named Simon Boswell. This is his rich, spine-tingling music for Clive Barker's Lord of Illusions.
I was born to murder the world. Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're spotlighting music from horror movies on the program today, since Halloween is just around the corner. And next up, since fairy tales are back in fashion in the world of cinema and television, it seems like a good time to go back and feature some music from John Ottman's 1997 score for Snow White, A Tale of Terror. Take a listen. Music from Snow White, A Tale of Terror. Next up, we have music from Jerry Goldsmith, a creepy score written for the 1971 film starring Alan Alda, The Mephisto Waltz. That's music from the Mephisto Waltz by Jerry Goldsmith, the finish of that piece, particularly strong. Next up, we turn to Mr. Marco Beltrami and his music for Scream 2, directed by Wes Craven. The score is intriguing because although it starts out in typical horror movie music fashion, it eventually incorporates elements of spaghetti western soundtracks. Let's take a listen.
We'll be right back.
Music from Scream 2 by Marco Beltrami. Next up, a very unusual score from composer Danny Elfman, written for a movie directed by Danny's brother Richard. This is his offbeat endeavor for Shrunken Heads. And that's music written for the film Shrunken Heads by Danny Elfman. Next up, we move along to a selection from Mr. John Debney, this epic large-scale piece for the Arnold Schwarzenegger thriller End of Days. And that's music by John Debney, written for the blockbuster End of Days. Next up, we go back to Christopher Young once again, and this is his effectively spooky music for The Grudge 2. music from The Grudge 2 by Christopher Young. I do hope you've enjoyed the selections we've featured for you on the program today. We will wrap things up musically with an iconic piece of horror movie music. Honestly, I don't think it's a terribly good piece, but it's one that's very familiar and beloved at this point. This is Charles Bernstein's theme for Wes Craven's A Nightmare on Elm Street. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.